Hallelujah. Can you just lift up your right hand and just bless the name of the Lord? Just tell him, Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Please have your seat briefly this morning. I'm just quickly going to share God's word with us. Amen. The Lord will put a song in our mouth in the name of Jesus. Your mouth will not lack testimonies. Your mouth will not lack songs. Songs of praise. Songs of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please put up Psalm 92 verse 1. I'm just going to look at that and then we will begin to pray and give God thanks. So it's a Thanksgiving Day, and I want to welcome everyone who has come to join us this morning for Thanksgiving. And I want to also thank God for everyone who is a member here. Put your hands together for yourself for the privilege to be here this morning. All right, let's go. It is a good thing. Let's read it together, church. Want to go? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. Let's read it again one more time. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Put that in another translation. Let's do that. Let's see it in two other translations. NLT. Let's go. 1, 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. Look at another translation. If you can. Amplified. 1, 2, go. It is a good and delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises with musical oh my God, is theater to your name, O Most High. So you see that what we're doing here this morning is highly scriptural. You know, I like this translation. It added the musical words, accompaniment, to back it up with keyboard, back it up with drums, back it up with talking drum, back it up with, you know. So it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing. How many of you want to do a good thing this morning? Yeah, you want to do a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks. Don't forget this. It is a good thing to give thanks and praise the name of the Lord. Now, if the Bible is saying that it's a good thing, that means there are a lot of people that are not doing good things. I praising God. Yeah, we thank God that this is a Thanksgiving Day, so we set this day aside to thank God. That's what we do every year. But ordinarily, it ought not to be so. Every day of our lives ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Not just one day. You wake up in the morning, it's a good thing to give thanks to God. You're walking on the street, it is a good thing to give thanks to God. You wake up, you sleep, it's a good thing. You get to your workplace, it is a good thing to give thanks to God. Everywhere you go, it's a good thing to give thanks to God. You are a student, you write your exam, it's a good thing to give thanks to God. You are promoted, it's a good thing to give thanks to God. Even if the thing doesn't look so well, it's a good thing to give thanks to God. It's a good thing. Tell your neighbor it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And the question this morning is, why are you not giving thanks? Why are you complaining rather than giving thanks? Well, it's December already. Last year was even better than this year, and so you're complaining. But the Bible says it's a good thing. Praise be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. And the truth is that the year has not even ended.
Well, one of the things that you must learn is the fact that the power of praises releases, or in other words, breaks barrier that tends to stop the blessings of God from flowing into your life. Now, remember in the book of Daniel, the Bible says when Daniel set his heart to pray 21 days, God told Daniel that the very first day you started praying, I sent answers. But Daniel didn't get the answers to that prayer until the 21st day. What happened? The Bible says the prince of Persia, that's the demons that were in charge of that territory, as God dispatched the answers to Daniel, as the angels was coming, the angel was coming to Daniel to deliver, the very first day, you know what happened? The prince of Persia, the demons in that territory, waylaid the angel, and the angel couldn't deliver the bed. So you know what Daniel kept doing? He kept praying. Day one, day two, day three. As far as God is concerned, he has answered. After 21 days, it's like God was now like, oh boy, I've answered you now. Why are you still praying for what I've answered? I have not seen the message that you sent to me. Have you ever sent a message and the message got missing somewhere? Amen. And God was like, what's happening? Okay, where's the person that I sent? Let me ask him. They said, the person is not here. The angel has been missing for 21 days. What's happening? So they now send an archangel, more powerful angel, to go and rescue that angel from the prince of Persia. And then before Daniel got his answer after 21 days. See, there are many things that you've been asking God to do. God has given you the answer. But there are principalities, and that's why the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of darknesses, wicked spirits. They are all in high places. So Daniel prayed for 21 days before answer came. But you know what? If you understand the power of praise and thanksgiving, you don't even have to pray for 21 days. Once you pray, God has released his answer. No demon. Now let me tell you what happened. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. So when you set out your heart to praise God and give him thanksgiving, you know what happens? God will not send angel. He will come by himself. He will come by himself. If the prince of Persia could not withstand the archangel, what about when God comes by himself? Praises are not meant for angels. Praises are not meant for any celestial beings. Praises are only meant for God. When an angel shows up and you want to praise an angel, worship him, angel will reject that praise, because it's not meant for them. It's only meant for God. You see all over the scriptures, when God sends an angel to a person and the person thinks that this is God, he wants to worship him, and he says, no, I can't receive it, because that is only meant for God. So once you start releasing praise and thanksgiving, what happens? God says, angel, I'm gonna sit down first. I'm going there by myself. It's like thanksgiving and praises are the food that God eats. So when you don't give thanksgiving, what you do is to deny God of his meal. He said it is a good thing. It is a good thing. To understand that every time you are saying, Baba, we say, thank you, Jesus, you are doing a good thing. You are doing a good thing. Things might not be okay, but you are doing a good thing. Tears might be rolling down your cheeks, but you're doing a good thing. It is
is a good thing to give thanks to God and to sing praises to his name. It's a good thing. When should I do a good thing? In the night, do a good thing. In the midst of your pain, your agony, do a good thing. You know, sometimes when we are going through stuff in life, one of the things that the devil does is to shut our mouth. Does not want us to pray. And let me tell you that anybody that has the capacity or is able to shut your mouth is shut your life. The Bible says there is power of life and death in your tongue. And so when you open it and use it to do a good thing by praising God, you are actually releasing life. Am I making sense here? So this mouth, this tongue is your deliverance. The power of your breakthrough is in your mouth. Let them put the chain in your hand and put the chain in your leg and say, you are not going to pass through this place. We confine you to this place. You are restricted to this place. Yes, that's good. But don't allow them to put the chain in your mouth. Because with your mouth, you get your deliverance. It's a good thing to give thanks to God. You know, there's a song, I often say this. I don't like the song. It's in the scriptures. And somebody just lifted it from the scripture and wrote the song. And in those days, we used to sing it. And when you're singing it, you're dancing. But I don't like the content of the song. Some of you will know this. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and here we went, when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we wept when we remember Zion. You know where Zion? That's the house of God, the place of God, when things were good. But now they are now captive in the hands of their enemies, and they remember when things were good. Say they were still crying. And then the scripture went further to say, those people who have captured them, they started mocking them. Sing unto us some of the songs of Zion. They're in captivity. They are mocking them. Okay, you know the one that was singing Baba Miloke that time? Come and sing the Baba Miloke now. Were you not the one that said, no, be sad, the grace? Now, my God, that they sing it now that you are in trouble. Sing it now that you don't have money in your pocket. Sing it now that you are in pain. Sing it now. That's how the devil mocks at us. Here we wept when we remember Zion. They began to weep. But the Bible says it is a good thing to give thanks to God. Sing it now. And that time, what he's trying to do is to shut your mouth. And you know what they replied their captor? They said, how can we sing the song of Zion in a strange land? Sing unto us the songs of Zion. And they said, how can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? Like somebody saying, look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And you are replying, how can I look up to Jesus when my eyes are full of tears? How can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? How can I praise God? How can I give God thanks when things are not okay? In this condition where I can't even eat this for me, how can I sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? Some of you just came here this morning. You just came just to come. But things are really not going well. And you're asking the question, how can I give God thanks in the midst of all this? That's the question they will ask. you must understand the strategy of the devil is to shut your mouth. Because in that mouth, there's deliverance. Your breakthrough is in that mouth. And then some time ago, when I was meditating on this scripture, and that word came to me in a strange land. There is no part of the scripture that suggests to us that when you are in a strange land, you cannot praise God. There is no part of the scripture that says when you are in a strange land, a strange situation, by the rivers of Babylon, by the rivers of your tribulation, when you are there, when things are not working well, when families are moving up and down and things are not fine, when there is fighting everywhere, there is no part of the scripture that suggests that you should not do a good thing. It's a good thing. And God said to me, Paul and Silas, they were locked up in prison in a strange room. That was not their place. Under captivity, they took the chains and put in their legs, put the chains in their hands. But the mistake they did was to allow their mouth to talk. And so the Bible says Paul and Silas got up at midnight, weeping a tarry through the night, but joy comes in the morning. And the Bible says it was in the night that they got up to praise God. In the time of pain and agony, they got up. The Bible says Paul and Silas, they prayed. And Paul and Silas, they began to praise God. They opened their mouth and began to do a good thing in prison. In a strange land, by the rivers of their captivity, the rivers of their pain, the rivers of their failure, the rivers of their regrets, all kinds of negativity in their life, locked up in prison, shut up from family, no friends, nobody could reach them, and it is the highest authority that have arrested them, so you cannot appeal to anybody. You can't say, oh, government, no. You know, sometimes when they arrest people, maybe it was Inspector General of Police ordered your arrest. But you can appeal to the president. Because the Inspector General is under the president. So the president can give a command, that's my boy, release him. But do you get what I'm saying? But now, when the highest authority keep you in captivity, who will you appeal to? Glory be to God. Paul and Silas didn't sink by the rivers of Babylon. They opened up their mouth in a strange land and began to praise God. Guess what happened? The Bible said the foundation of the prison began to shake. What the president could not do or didn't want to do, the foundation. See, when you start praising God, the foundations of your problem will start shaking. Thing that say you are not living here, you are not going to prosper, you are not going to be happy this December, your year is going to end up in tears, your year is going to end up in pain, this year is going to end up in pain. When you can praise, when you can do a good thing, as you keep praising, the foundation of your pain will start shaking. They say, oh, this is cancer, I've been diagnosed of this. Start praising, because when you start praising, God will come by himself. God will come by himself. Who is that cancer that will stand before God in his own presence? Who is that headache? Who is that pain? Who is that? What is that failure that can stand before God when you start praising? And how strong is that chain that will hold Paul bound in the prison? That as God comes. So when God came while they were praising, the foundation of the prison was shaking. Have you seen a house built very strong and foundation was digi. What's the problem? And guess what happened then? The Bible says the prison doors open on their own accord. That's what's going to happen to you this morning. Prison doors will be opened. The Bible says our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snail of the fowler. Yeah, the snail is broken. a snail is the power of the presence of God that is activated through thanksgiving and praise. If you want to activate God's power this morning, open your mouth and do a good thing. You know why you should do a good thing? Because all good and perfect gifts comes from God. As you give him a good thing, he will shower good things upon your life this morning. He will open windows of heaven and pour your blessings. Thank God is the 1st of December. I want you to not just hear, I want you to declare a season of praise, a season of doing good things. Amen. And the Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget the labor of your love. You can't be doing good things and good things will not follow you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because what a man sow, that's what he will reap. He said God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that's what he will reap. Can you begin to sow good things this December? It's a good thing to give thanks to God. It's a good thing to praise God. It's a good thing. Every time you are in your kitchen cooking, you are dancing. Oh, not be sad, they praise. Now my God, that they praise. Mostly you are making noise. They don't know that you are doing good things. Because you are opening the atmosphere of your house so that good things will come in. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do good things is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Why you must do a good thing? Some guy that says, when you count your blessings and name them one by, you see, now listen to me. You know, one of the reasons why we don't thank God is because we commonize things. You commonize it. When I mean the word commonize, it happens to everybody. So it's common. Okay, now tell me why I slept last night and I woke up this morning. Why should I thank God? Everybody slept and woke up. It's common. You don't know it's a miracle. Because it's common, you commonize things that God. So, another thing, the reason why people don't give thanks to God is because they normalize things. It's a normal thing. Normal thing for you to dress and come to church. Normal thing for you to go to work. Normal thing for you to go to your marketplace. It's a normal thing for you for customers to come to your business and you say, now, it's not normal. It's normal. So, as long as you keep normalizing things, you won't do good things. Because you won't see what God is doing. It's normal to start a business and customer will come. Is it not normal? It's normal. It's normal to go to school and come back. It's a normal thing. When you commonize the things that God is doing and you normalize the things that God is doing, you will not give thanks. It's a strategy of the enemy to shut your mouth. Sir, it's not normal. Ma, it's not normal for you to sleep and wake up. I was talking with my wife yesterday and she said there's one of our colleagues in the office. He cannot sleep without taking drug. And last night I was just telling him, I said, thank God though, for me, I sleep when I want to sleep. And I said, I'm tired, I want to sleep. Last night I slept. After that I slept. I just, when I wanted to sleep, I slept. And there are many of you here, you sleep when you want to sleep. You don't take drugs to sleep. This man, every day of his life, he takes drugs to sleep. So when you sleep, when you want to sleep, you make it normal and come back. Everybody sleep when they want to sleep. It's not normal, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you carry food, they put food on your table, and you take spoon, you eat and drink water, and get up. You know, say, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. It's not normal. People that can't eat like that, they use pipe. When my dad was sick, couldn't eat again, it was pipe they were using to feed him, to carry a syringe and be pressing. The thing would be going. That's how he was eating. It's not normal.
And he was not the only one. All UBTA, you see them, they can't eat by themselves. It's, they use syringe to feed them. It's not normal. And so when God is, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Now, some of you are saying, I don't have money. That's what you are complaining for. Now, what if you don't have money and you are still spending on top for sickness? You don't understand what I'm saying here. Yeah? You don't have money, you have good health. You are not happy. What about inside you don't have money? You are still sick. On top. And you are moving and they are calling hundreds of thousands for you. What are you going to do? You still go and look for the money. Is that not true? There's nothing you can do because you must be where. It's a good thing to give thanks to God. When they are praising God, don't look for a word to hang yourself. No, it's a good thing. Dance. Sing praise. Celebrate. Do good things. Another important thing is, we don't take a retrospective. Let me not speak this English. Amen. We don't look back at our many years ago, yesteryears. I mean, since you were born. If you are 40, you are 30, 35, 25, regardless of how old you are. Look at when you were born up to this age, the past 20 years, past 30 years of your life. What has happened? My father died this year. Amen. Father died this year. But you know what? He was 81. He was a child, but you miss it no matter how old. But it was not as painful as when I lost my mom. That's 20 years ago. Do you understand? So something can just happen now. The person who just died. The person that ought to have lived 40 years and die on time. Do you get what I'm saying? The people that were born the same day, it's not everybody the same day which is not everybody that is alive. Are you aware of that? You are aware. Of course, I'm sure that you will even know some people. When you look at that and you don't think, there's a car that almost hit you some years ago, but somehow dodged it, and that thing would have killed you 5 years ago. While you are in this, you will not have been here, but God saved your life. It's a good thing to give thanks. I'm going to tie this up. You know, while we're planning for this convention that just ended, we are praying. We declared a 7 days prayer and fast, and we're praying. We're praying online and all of that. It was a general prayer, and there was 22 prayer points that was released, and I think number 6 and number 7 those prayer points. We're praying for everyone, the ministers who ought to have come, who we intend to come, and they didn't come, and the who intend to come. We pray that no event will stop them. Nothing, no satanic attack against us. So we're just praying. So there's one of our ministers that came here yesterday. Was very powerful. Those of you that were not here, I don't know why you didn't come. So we invited him. If I was supposed to have another program, but he canceled the program because of us. Do you know, he shared his testimony yesterday. Before he came, I already shared the testimony. So, about 3 days ago, I was just going to my Facebook and I saw him. If you see the way blood was gushing out of his head, he was stitching his head. I think he said it took about 1 hour or more than to stitch the head. What happened? He was normal, he was fine. He was just driving at the port road, normal, fine. Suddenly, he said he lost control. No, there was no boys, not that there was anything. He just lost control. That his two hands were weak, his leg were weak, and his leg was on the top. I must share something because I got something from where he said yesterday. So his leg was on the accelerator and the car was moving at full speed. He didn't know what happened to him. You see how Satan calculated things. And when Satan is calculating, please for that child, watch this now, church. When Satan is calculating things, you know, there's one prayer in the Bible that we used to pray. Say, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. How many of you have prayed that prayer? Yeah. There's one that I used to add. Whether the weapon that is fashioned against me or the one that is not fashioned against me, none of them shall prosper. They can fashion a weapon or design a weapon against somebody. If the person dodges it, he will go and meet the person. That's what they call stray bullet. It was not fashioned against the person, but he went to sue. I add that one myself, both the one that is fashioned against me and the one that is not fashioned against me, no one prosper. So what he said yesterday was that there was at least another sin. There was some young guys who were preparing for one of their family members, their burial. They were preparing. So they went, so police caught them, the car, because I said, okay, stay here. So they're trying to check their papers. So they brought out their papers. The police were looking at the papers. They were on the road. Police were looking at the papers and I said, okay, no problem. The police couldn't see the papers very well because it was sunny. So the policeman asked, okay, let us go to the other side. So that, let's just step out the room so that I can go and see where they sheet, so I can see this paper very well. As they left there, like this, this minister, he said his car, he that was numb like this, his car with speed. When at that point where they just left, the policeman and the two other guy, his car ran into that car. So those three persons would have died. And that car, he said if they want to repair it, they will have to cut the car into two. But the car was damaged. I mean, that car, they were checking the papers. He said, we're just coming from the police station yesterday now, that he saw his flesh was still on his car, blood everywhere. This thing happened on Tuesday. So when I saw him, I called him and I said, sir, I was just calling Tuesday. As at the time I called him the day before yesterday, he was still at the hospital. So when I said, I didn't even talk about the program again because I was talking with one of us. We need to look for eternity. So I called him the following day. So we were just talking the day before yesterday. He now said, when is your program? And I said, would you still call? He said, I'm a warrior. Oh, God to have saved my life. You can, so we saw him yesterday, came with bandage. He said, and he was still taking medication. He left here to the hospital to go and take his medication. He said, I am coming to this place, and this place will be the first point of my thanksgiving. Yesterday, he said, that man wouldn't have been alive if what the devil planned came to pass. So I'm telling you something, that it is a good thing to give thanks to God. He said, some people say, rest now, rest now. He said, no. And you see the way he was singing yesterday. He was screaming. Only he would be pity. Okay, you are here. Because he said his head opened like this. So, church, let me tell you something. It's a good thing to give thanks to God. The devil wants to shut your mouth, but your mouth will not be shut in the name of Jesus. Look back at years, what God has done for you. Look at how many people have left this world while you are still here alive. Forget about what you're going through. It's a good thing. Can we bow down heads this morning and just begin to do good things? still a good thing. I want to give you an opportunity this morning to remember the things that God has done for you. Remember all the things that God has done for you. I remember when I was still in primary school, coming back from school one day, my leg entered into a gutter and they would have amputated my leg. Took me to the village and the leg was bringing pus like this, as if tap was running. But today I'm still standing. I can stand. So church, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. That thing that you are trusting God for, giving thanks for it, was a good thing. You are not doing wrong when you thank God. You only do something that is not good when you refuse to give him thanks. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Just go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and thank the Lord. Go ahead and thank the Lord. If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, please put your right hand on your chest. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Wherever you are seated, just put your right hand on Jesus. And just take this moment to reconcile with him. And say this word, say, dear Lord, I come before you this morning. Surrender my life to you. I take a decision this morning to follow you for the rest of my life. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me clean with your blood. Give me eternal life. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you this morning that the Lord will bless you. The Lord will prosper you. He will lift you up even as you praise God this morning. In the name of Jesus. Let's put our hands together and celebrate God.
Amen. If you have your tithes, please step out. Let's have our tithes.